Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for June 1st through 4th. And I will totally say it, I can't believe it's June.
That's only because we just had graduation.
I know.
And so it feels like a whole new beginning and an ending all in one.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that right now.
No, that'll be reality.
No. I do have a quick correction.
Oh, man. What did we mess up now?
I messed up. I said that Dynasty was canceled. Apparently, it's not.
Oh.
Just Netflix only has the first three seasons, and I haven't had cable for so long.
Oh.
And I swear that I read that it canceled because I actually have, if there's only a show that has like one season on Netflix, I won't watch it if it's been canceled. Cause I'm like, no, I can't care about this only to just be.
Yeah.
Like I watched Devious Maids, but that went like a couple seasons, mm-hmm. You know, same thing.
Oh, such a good show.
I know.
Yeah.
Why did that one end?
I don't know. Such a good show.
But so very thankfully at Tim JY on Twitter, let us know, by the way, it's not canceled. They said the new Dynasty is indeed a mess, but it was not canceled. Season 4 is currently running and I believe it's been renewed for season 5.
Oh, wow.
So very thankful and nice how.
Yes.
We were corrected and then apparently continue to live tweet as they were listening through our maxi because. Has a lot of great. Oh, but then we started talking about Dynasty a little bit more. And then they said, I just got to. And then she eats Nathan's meat. And said, I love your character deep dives because I came back in March after like 20 years.
Wow.
And only sort of vaguely kept in touch with an episode here and there. Always knew who everyone was, but missed a lot of stories. I think I might have randomly seen part of this handcuff episode with Nathan. It sounds familiar. I just love that. Entirely missed the Levi story, didn't realize getting caught up with con men connected to her parents' generation of spy drama was actually a pattern for her.
Mm-hmm.
They should make a direct Levi and Peter comparison on screen.
Oh, they should. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I don't think we've ever thought that this was a bad idea, doing the deep dives,
right,
but it really is helpful.
Yes.
Even when we think we're messing up, people appreciate it.
Yes.
So, but thank you, Tim JY, for letting me know that there will be more Fallon Carrington in my life. And now you can watch it but now, unfortunately, you're going to know it doesn't end at the end of season 3. Although I'm happy because the end of season 3 ended on a cliffhanger that I was like, okay.
It's going to be over.
Right. But there was a lot of stuff just happening in the third season that I was just like, all right, what are we doing here? But yeah,
Netflix will get it eventually, yep. And you can watch the rest.
So on Thursday, we are going to continue talking about Maxi. I don't know if it's going to be the last one.
I don't know. We keep saying we're done, but then we're not.
She just keeps going on and going on. But someone actually went in and finished out 2020 to now.
That's awesome.
So thank you, whoever did that. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. They have to be listening to our show.
I would assume so. They know that we need it.
But what other reason? Why would it have randomly stopped in 2019? And now here we are doing the 411 about Maxi. Like,
yep.
We need filled in from 20 to 21. Just shoot us what you remember. Because, I mean, obviously it hasn't been that much either.
Right.
But so Thursday we'll be talking more about her love with Nathan and everything. So I don't know if we're going to get, maybe we just cover Nathan on Thursday.
That is a huge story. So
yeah. And then we'll do the post-Nathan.
There you go.
Next week.
We'll see where we end up. Well, we don't know.
We don't know. But thank you guys for hanging in there. And please feel free to shoot us your memories, favorite storylines, things like that of Maxi and also Sean Donnelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess on a side note-ish, you may or may not have seen that Kirsten Storms actually had brain surgery a couple days ago.
I can't believe that she's up making videos just joking about it. No big deal.
I love her.
I would be crying. I would be milking it for all
I'm
that is
pretty
more.
Sure she probably had some pain meds going on.
Probably. It seemed like she was in a pretty happy mood.
Yes.
But I was impressed.
All things considered.
Yeah.
But so we just want to, you know, wish her a speedy recovery. And she did say she's coming back to work as soon as she's recovered. So it kind of is a shame that it didn't get worked out with this week's storyline. So she could have had like recovery time. But I'm sure they'll figure out a way to work it in there. But it was great to see Rylan is taking care of her.
You know, that's so cute. I love how much they're actually friends.
Yeah.
I could see us having an adventure like that.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we talked about the fact that we should do something like a girls trip for our 10-year anniversary, friendiversary.
There you go.
We're going to LA next year.
Yes, we are.
So there we go.
Okay.
All right. So I think that's it for...
I would think so.
Correcting, you know, I mistakenly said another show that we're not doing a podcast about is off, but it led us to meeting a new fan. So
awesome.
Thank you. I'm just going to say Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Yes.
So what do you want to get started on?
You can pick whatever you want because I did not take any notes this week. I just watched it and enjoyed exactly how it's supposed to happen.
Then go.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing this entire week was Britt and Obrecht. They're so cute.
They are great.
Their mother-daughter relationship is exactly what I want with my kids, minus the drama whenever Britt was little. But the fact that Obrecht was like, so, did you hook up with him? And she was like, Mom, of course I did.
That was the only thing I had a problem with. She's not like a little just...
No, but I don't think that...
Sleeping around,
exactly.
You know?
And I don't think that Obrecht said it like that. I think she
Britt said it about herself. She goes, of course.
I think she meant, okay. Of course. Like, how could you not if you had the chance to be with him?
Well, but even Obrecht said he's her match.
Yes.
Which, I love that he called Obrecht.
Yes. Those are some definite feelings that we're not used to him showing. Not that he didn't care about Sam and get along with Alexis as much as he could, but it would have taken a lot for him to call Alexis.
Right.
And he called Obrecht, like, go check up on your girl. I can't get back there. I'm being held in prison for no reason.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was just my favorite. As soon as they came on screen, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. And she was all, like, gushy about Jason the way that you would be. I loved it.
Yep. It was so sweet.
So that was my best. My worst would be, which is odd because I don't like to agree with you, but Willow and Michael, because that just felt so
boring.
It just felt ridiculous.
I've even told you, if they were doing it better, I might feel differently. But it's like, for me, there is absolutely no reason why she is... I'm standing by. It's like she's pretending that she never loved Chase. Michael, you're the... whatever. You have not been with him long enough for that to be...
I don't think she's pretending like she didn't love Chase.
I feel that's what they're doing.
That she's getting tired of lying. That they thought he was going to be in the hospital for like 3 days. They would give him some magic antibiotic. He would get better. And then they were going to tell the truth. This is dragging on now that she's feeling like it's messing up her relationship with Michael. And that she's being a bad friend to Chase because she's lying to him for so long.
But what did she say? She said something to Michael, though, like, you're the...
I don't know.
I forget what it was that she said, and I didn't write it down.
Well, you take their relationship more personally than I do,
if you're not going to be with the person that... Like, I don't know. I want it to be a good reason.
Okay.
Like, it has to be a good reason. And I don't feel like they're justifying what they're doing with them.
I think they need more time. But I felt like them hooking up the other day was out of character for them. With the stuff going on with Chase still and finding out about Maxie's baby.
Right.
I don't think that they would come home and be like, oh, hey, yeah, let's hook up.
Okay. Please tell me that Willow is going to be able to figure out, wait, Brooklyn and Maxie had a baby at the same time?
She looked suspicious.
And I'm sorry, how did you sit right after you had a baby? Were you putting one leg up under your butt? And sitting on it?
Okay, so I'm weird. I absolutely was. I sat crisscross applesauce all the time and like whatever. Because having kids is nothing for me. We've talked about this before. I'm sorry. I'm one of those lucky
You were
girls.
Able to sit on your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 days after. No stitches?
I did with Emily. But it still wasn't like painful.
Please, dear God, tell me I'm not the only one that was like totally thrown when... Brooklyn sat down on top of her leg because I was like, there is no way I was going to be able to do that.
Hold on. This is like a PSA. Did you know that they now sell those ice packs that they give you in the hospital at Target?
No.
Swear to God. Isn't that crazy?
Sometimes the advances that they've made
make you mad.
Make me want to possibly have another one. And then I remember, no.
Oh, I want you to have another one because I want to snuggle your baby and play with it.
No.
But, we walked down the baby aisle at Target.
My baby is going to be 18 in September. Jeez. I am not. I'm not starting over. Yeah. No.
This is a whole nother discussion, but I disagree with your decision. Anyway.
Fine. You can financially support us when I have another one.
Okay.
And you can work. Because I won't be. Okay. There we go.
I'll take care of it while you work.
I can't pay you.
That's okay. I'll just take care of it.
No.
Anyway. I walked down the baby aisle of Target the other day and was just looking at all the stuff because Megan's obsessed with a baby. And yeah, it's a whole section that they sell all that stuff, including those freezy pads that they give you. So if That's you did awesome. Not know and you are having a baby or just had a baby, have someone stop
or
at Target.
Or if your friend
you.
Just had a baby yes. and you're like, what do they really need? 90% of what they put on their registry is not what they need.
Right.
They think they do.
Oh,
and it's
absolutely.
Absolutely done in the best intentions.
Yes.
However, I found I definitely did have enough of the stuff that I really did need and mm-hmm. had like a year later, I was like, why did I ever even register for that?
Right. Because they tell you they put it on that list. But yeah, yep. you could do like a baby basket and then a mommy pampering basket. And those pads are lifesavers.
That is one of my favorite things to do for a baby shower, though. I try to always give mom a gift.
That's nice.
Like a self-pampering gift.
Well, now you know what you're going to be including in the
There's an ice pack for your vajayjay.
I was seriously so excited, and it was kind of awkward because I was there with Matt's dad, and I stopped and was like, oh my God, they sold us a Target. And she's like, what is that for? I'm like, never mind. But yeah.
Maybe if he had been around.
Ooh. Anyway.
Sorry, not trying to like dig on.
No, that's okay.
We've talked about it before.
Yes, and I absolutely get those digs in sometimes myself, but yeah. Anyway, okay. Back to GH stuff.
Yes.
Not to add to your shopping list.
When Michael was like, oh, are you still upset about Chase? Yeah, Michael, she is.
Exactly.
He's like just about dying and his brother basically just said that.
Right.
So, sorry, that's not good foreplay for most girls.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, there, I did my favorite and least favorite.
Our buddy James at JLJ Media agrees with me and is like, it's boring. What they're doing with them is boring.
It is boring.
Yeah.
Maybe now that we're getting into summer, they can have fun dates that will make you more excited.
But that's the thing. They don't have a relationship other than being Wiley's parents.
So maybe we'll see it this summer.
Okay.
Give them a chance.
No.
I agree with you. This week was not good. Maybe it will get better.
But this is how I've been feeling the whole time, that I'm just like, okay, give me a reason to want to be wrong.
Okay.
Or give me a reason to be wrong. I never want to be wrong, but give me a reason to be wrong. So far, they're not doing it.
Because there's someone better out there for Chase that you're going to like better.
There better be.
There it. So that must have been your least favorite. What was your favorite?
My favorite. I think I had multiple.
Okay.
Michael Easton's getting stuff. He's getting good content right now.
Yes.
Thank you. He's not just being wishy-washy Finn.
Mm-hmm. And you were right.
I know. See?
I said that out loud as I was watching it.
As soon as I saw the vest, I was like, boom.
Yep.
But you were right about Liz. I even wrote it.
Yes. See?
Amanda Wright, Liz found him. Although, she wants, did they hide the body? Did they leave him in the stairwell?
They were leaving him in the stairwell so it would look like he tripped and fell on accident and no one would be in trouble for it. But I don't think he's dead.
Okay, if he's not, then Liz is a pretty bad nurse.
I'm sorry. I don't think they always do that in soaps. You leave a body because it's dead, and then oops,
and now it's
going to
be missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they always do that.
But no, I was really happy with Michael Easton this week. He was. You
yeah.
didn't?
I was happy with him. I'm just confused where they're going to go with not having the antidote.
Yeah, like how did he not immediately run downstairs and was like, okay, the trajectory of
exactly.
that bottle would have gone over here. Maybe we'll find it.
Right.
Because that glass is thick enough. It could probably survive a 20-story drop and throw. I don't know.
But maybe
I did not do
just
good
the
in
residue
physics.
Of it to
yeah.
be able to test it and
yeah.
whatever. Although they should have been able to use one of the other vials for that then. But something. I don't know.
Is it really weird that I immediately went to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Because that's how...
I was just going to say yes before you finish your sentence.
Because in the movies, that's how they got more of the secret of the ooze. Like, that's how they had the Ninja Turtles too. Because they took the stuff that the turtles were found in. I think it's been a long time since I've seen the movies, but
I just love what a dork you are. You're just so cute.
I'm like, yeah, he's going to get that residue and he's going to create more mutant turtles.
Okay.
But okay. Maybe it's not been his best content, but it's absolutely been a lot better.
I just wonder how they're going to find the secret cure because we already went through the files from the WSB
right.
and that didn't fix it. We already tried to use a drop of whatever could have been in that bottle.
Yeah.
Like he said, there wasn't enough left, but I'm sure he tried to analyze anything that you could.
Yeah.
So where are we going to go?
Yeah.
Chloe's dead, or she's trapped in the whatever, and she had all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You can't kill Chase, so what are we going to do?
They better not.
Oh, maybe they'll bring in a new fun doctor that'll be better.
Austin?
I thought he was a baby doctor.
I think that you just, we talked about this before, that we're pretty sure that they just train all doctors to deliver babies, because it's probably like one of those.
I don't know. He really seemed like he knew what he was doing.
Well, Peter didn't know what he was doing, and James came out okay.
Well, that's true. What was the looks of Elizabeth towards him? Are we trying to make him or not? Because they didn't say
I know.
It.
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Brooklyn did the same thing, but then she at least had the flashback to, oh, you're the guy that was.
Right.
Yeah.
I loved when she leaned over him and was like, it'll be okay, little buddy, or hang in there, buddy, or something like that. That was so cute.
I like her.
I do too.
She's been really good.
I do too.
Lately. She's, I don't think she's going to get attached to the baby in the way that I was concerned she would.
No, I just worry about poor Valentine.
Yeah. I really thought she was going to tell him.
I did too,
really thought.
She needs him to sign the ELQ stuff first.
I think that's where she's going to be torn. Is she just going to tell him and ELQ possibly be in jeopardy?
Are they
going to
hook them up for real?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
But I think that that's going to be like her big, okay, I need to tell this man that this is not his baby, or do I save my family's company? Okay. I think that's going to be her big.
That would be good.
Yeah.
She could use a good story like that.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that.
I was really happy to hear him not challenge the last name.
I totally thought he was going to.
For a second, but then I was really happy to see that.
It was a cute name. I like how she made it BLQ, even though I totally make fun of BLQ
all the
time. Yes,
but it's cute.
It was cute.
And I love that she told everyone to watch her head.
Yes, that was so cute. Even Olivia, she's like, okay, do you have her head? Like, let's have a couple babies. It'll be okay. But
yep,
it was so
it's
cute.
It's still that. I feel like that's definitely something you worry about, you know, whenever you're handing your baby over. You're
right.
Like, careful.
And that baby is beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Not that all babies aren't adorable, but oh my gosh.
Right.
I wanted to snuggle her.
No more babies.
She's so cute. I don't want another girl, even if I had another one, but I can say she's really cute.
Yes. I did like that Maxie basically told Peter off and called him Heinrich.
Yes, over and over. Her, she said it a couple
over.
Times. And he was like, stop. And she was like, no, Heinrich. She was awesome this week.
She was, yes.
Awesome. She delivered those lines perfectly. And then the fact that they remembered to record it all, even in that moment of.
And she sent it to Mac.
Yes. Yeah, yep. She wasn't even scared. She was like, nope, I'm sending it right now. And hit send without any fear of him.
And Deanna telling off Anna.
Yes.
This was a really, I enjoyed this week.
I did too. That's why I didn't have to take any notes because I was actually.
I hardly took any because I'm just like, okay, I'm going to forget to say, I don't know. I still feel like I have to take notes. But
I mean, I was counting on you to remind me of anything I didn't remember. So my phone needed charged and I needed to
watch. My gosh.
So I was charging and watching and not taking notes. That's how
phones can charge while you're using them.
No, because then it's like pulled out all across. No.
Okay, it didn't work.
Anyway.
Yeah. But I really like Deanna.
Yeah.
Telling off Anna.
She does not need questions. Get out.
Yep. That was good.
That was good.
Oh, and Jackie and Gregory came to
finally.
See Chase. And Gregory really comforted Finn.
So I thought that whenever Jackie took him to walk around, that they were going to turn the corner
and see Michael and Willow. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that that's where everyone was going.
Yes, everyone is me.
Yes. Well, if we both thought it, then everyone else had to think it. That's just how it goes. But that would have been good. I feel like that would have been a really good
That would have
moment.
Been horrible.
No, because his mom's there and his dad's there, so he can get comfort from them. Maybe she can just tell him that she already told him, and then he hallucinated out of
She's not going to do that. She's not going to do that.
Oh, man. That'd be the easy way out. Come on.
Yeah, no. No, 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 no.
I didn't get the point of him walking around then. I thought that was the whole point.
I know. I thought maybe she was going to go get him ice cream.
Oh, thank you.
Right, exactly. Aww. She's like, I know what you need. And I was like, she got to go take him to the cafeteria for some ice cream. Because I'm not going to lie. That's still one of my favorite treats,
yeah.
You know?
Ice cream makes everything better.
Exactly. But no, instead, they just went for a walk.
Yeah.
They didn't go outside. Mm-mm. So like that would have made sense. No, he just needs fresh air because
right.
There's a rose bush or something over
they
there.
They ran into the other cop, but that wasn't planned. So it's not
right.
Oh, you need to see one of your buddies.
Right.
I don't understand.
Right.
I missed the whole point of that.
I don't know. But then Austin stopping and looking at the Michael Corinthos pediatric brain surgery thing, like,
I don't understand at all what they're trying to do with
it. And you know that's him creeping on Michael and Willow.
Right.
Like, I'm under the impression that that's what I would think. Yeah. So why? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I could not make any good connection between all of it. So
if his dry humor is not put in this character, though, what are we doing?
I don't think they're going to.
Unless it's only been like 2 days that we've had him.
True. So. Unless they're really going to develop him. I don't know.
Is he just going to be like a Boy Scout?
Right. I just happened to be walking in the woods, delivered your baby.
I don't mean that like in a mean way.
Right. No, like one of those scenes where we just needed him for this and now he's gone. That'll be really disappointing because since they kept saying he's not
coming back,
not gone. If you meant he's coming back for 3 episodes, that's just dumb.
No, I don't think so. Especially where he stopped and stared at the.
Yeah.
But it's like, what could his tie possibly be to Michael?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I will be interested to see where that goes because I didn't get any of the looks they were all exchanging. It didn't make any sense to me. So
no, I think that's it other than the whole other separate.
Right, it really was like 2 separate storylines.
Yeah, so everything going down at Portia's house. She needs to get new windows.
Oh my gosh. I do not understand, and I am not law enforcement. I've said this 1,000 times. They came up with the safe word. Instead of a safe word, why wasn't he's standing directly in front of the window, you could take a shot now, word? And she was right. Way far away from him. He looked out that window 800 times.
Yep.
He stood in front of the window. It would have been a clear shot about 1,000,000 times. And right. She didn't say anything.
And poor Laura now has to feel guilty because she reacted the way that anybody would.
I was disappointed with her reaction.
And her reaction caused Curtis to get shot.
Right.
She is not to blame for it, but it's a look over.
I feel like after being with Luke.
I know. I was surprised that
she would be better at that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's her fault and that that's not a natural reaction because I definitely would have done that, but I expected more of Laura.
Yeah.
Your kitty loves me today. Hi, Cookie.
She does.
Hi. Did you want to give your input? What was your favorite scene? There was no animals in any of them. I'm sorry.
No.
Anyway.
Could not believe how much Cyrus was threatening Trina, though.
I know.
That was starting to bother. Obviously, it's bothersome. Right.
I thought that when they did the hostage exchange, that she was going to put her elbow back and, like, hit him right in the shoulder.
Oh, right where he was shot. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd have been good.
Because she was really being Trina every time that she talked to him.
Yeah.
She was not backing down. She was not being nice. I thought for sure, and I don't know how it would have ended then. Somebody else would have got shot, I'm sure, but
right.
I was expecting her to right back into
that would have been good. Wound. That would have been good. But I love Curtis and Laura's friendship. The way that they were talking at Savoy.
Yes. Good job remembering that. I cannot remember what that's called ever. Yes, they were talking really well in the fact that he could say to Kevin, listen, I know that you're her husband. You obviously know her more than I do. But if she feels like she needs to do this, she needs to do this. So mm-hmm. don't try to stop her. I couldn't believe she took off the vest, though. Laura.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I know you're my brother, but you have a gun and you're scary. So I'm
and
sorry.
And she was almost getting through to him, I felt.
Yes.
Why is he not on the opening credits? He's been on for over a year. He was on before Brando, right?
Yeah.
So, but Brando's on them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's one of those people that still wants to be special guest.
Because Michael E. Knight's not on them either.
I don't know then.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I felt.
If this is how he and Jordan are going to get back together, though, I'm going to be pretty.
No. He can't get back together with Jordan because he just sat there and talked to Laura and said, it feels like it's been done before the papers were actually signed.
Right. And that's why I think it freaked him out more that he was okay with the fact that he was kissing Portia.
Right.
And not.
Exactly. And he knows Portia really well because he could tell there was something wrong.
Yep.
And Jordan left to go do the rest of her police work instead of staying there to find out
ooh,
what this thing was.
Kevin getting a little snippy with her though.
Yes.
Being like, wait. Thank you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just, as a world, I know that we're not writers and I know that we joke about the fact that we can be consultants. Can we just all collectively petition for the loved one of an injured person to stop saying, please save them, to the emergency worker?
Okay. So I thought it was ridiculous that they called in Portia first because you know there was an ambulance on scene, and then she walked in with an ambulance bag, but the paramedics weren't right behind her. It was cops right behind her.
Right.
So where are the paramedics? Because even though she's a doctor, they would be the people that took care of him or whatever. And then Jordan was just kind of like, don't leave us now. It wasn't.
Right.
It was not the way you would react if your loved one was actually shot.
Right.
She didn't have enough emotion there.
But I'm just tired of hearing it. Like, no, you know what? Because you didn't ask, I'm not going to do it. That's
exactly how it works. You have to say please.
If that was really the rule in life, a lot of people wouldn't have a lot of things. I was really glad to hear that Gladys was...
She actually gave the right confession?
Yep. And yes. Without an attorney?
I kept thinking that as she was going to say Peter's name, that she was going to flatline and they were going to have to...
Oh, thank goodness they didn't do that.
A coma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were Curtis and Taggart wearing the same shirt but different colors? Did you pick up on that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It was not the same shirt, but it was so close. And I thought the same thing. Why was wardrobe dressing them?
So, like, do you want denim blue or like navy blue?
Okay, you get the other one. Yep. We only have two shirts this week. I'm sorry. Yep.
Just turn it. It's like one was turned inside out or something. You know, like the inside is always a little bit lighter.
Right.
Yeah.
That is funny. Nope. I definitely noticed it.
But we got Rial back. Can we stop having him for just one day every month, though? What's going on here?
And all he gets to do is be aggressive for a minute, and then they pull him off and tell him to calm down, and then he's not around again for how many weeks?
Right. I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't know what's going on there.
I hope that they make him... Maybe Jordan will have to sit by Curtis's side for a while, just because that is her ex-husband. But are they... Is it official yet?
That's what she signed. I don't know if they're filed.
I don't know if they went through. I need to see the actual documents that says it went through or not. But anyway, it would make sense that she wants to be by his side for a while. And so maybe Taggart can pick up the slack and we can get him back in it.
Would they give that to him?
I mean, they should. They don't really
make sense. They should give that to him above Mac.
They don't really make sense in who they pick for anything anyway. So
that is true.
Yes, that's what they're going to do. That's what I want them to do so that we can get him back in the action.
Okay.
That's my only reason why. It's not that Mac doesn't deserve it. It's just he has other stuff to do.
Yeah. Okay.
My very official ruling. He has other stuff to do.
That works.
That's all that I really remember, though.
Yeah. I'm like, because it really did build up to Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's get Portia a new house. But also, guys, if your windows still open like that, please get them replaced.
Is that the Donna Day house? The living room is. The front isn't. The living room is.
I don't know.
It is. That's what I'm saying, and it is. Not that it matters, but...
Huh. I thought that Michael bought the Donna Day house.
I thought so, too. But it's at least the same set, then.
Okay.
Like, they used to use Liz's house for everything.
Right, yeah.
That's the house.
Okay. Huh. Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing else. No. I'm excited to see where we're going.
I'm telling you, it was a good week. I actually felt into it instead of having to just... Oh, that was exciting enough to write a note, I guess.
And not for nothing. I know that they said that Cyrus was stable or whatever, you know, in the hospital. Realistically, it's not going to matter who the victim is if they've been shot. The paramedics have an obligation to go to him, and no one was going to him for anything. They were just letting him sit slouched up against the couch.
Yep. Right.
You know, so...
Nope. And that would have made sense if Portia had to go to Curtis. And so the paramedics went to him.
Right.
But no one came in for him.
Yeah.
At all.
It's not like they had to split.
Exactly. I did think it was funny when he was in the hospital room that Carly went and just glared at him. And I was waiting for the officers and everyone to be like, okay, ma'am, you don't need to intentionally sit here and make the prisoner angry. Can you back up? That was funny.
Right. And both she and Laura told their respective, Jason is Carly's person.
Right.
But they basically told them both, I promise I won't do that anymore. And both of the guys were like, and they're like, okay, I will try.
Yes, yes.
It was sweet. But Kevin and Laura are so cute.
They are cute. They're cute. I like them.
Yeah.
I like that he lets her be herself.
Yes.
Even though he puts up his protest, at the end of the day, he does not try to tell her what to do.
Right.
So.
He's like, didn't surprise me.
Exactly.
But can we just not do it again?
How many times do you have to try to get killed? Let's not do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I really think that that's it.
Okay. Do you want me to go first or you want to go first? We both have
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we both have the same
Do-do-do. Reality check.
You can go first.
Okay. Yeah, it's all kid stuff, as always. So Thursday night was the hospital with Megan because she's sick with her stomach pain still, and I have no idea what's wrong with her. So thank goodness that graduation was pushed to the next day, because that would have been awful, leaving her home getting sick while I went to graduation.
How would you even pick that? I mean, that's...
I would have to do graduation. I would have to. And just tell her, like, if you're really going to feel like you're dying, to let me know. But I can't sit here with you. And then Friday was graduation, which was awesome and wonderful. And I can't believe that our kids are that old. So I was not ready for it. I didn't really cry, though.
I didn't either.
I know. I was surprised at both of us. I was like, good job. We did not
see her. I brought tissues. When they walked in, I teared up.
Emily looked mad the whole time because she was crying the entire time. I don't know if you noticed.
No.
She looked so upset the entire time. And if you watched her, even if you didn't know where she was supposed to sit, you could pick her out because she could not sit still. She was tapping her feet. She was pulling at her cap. She was messing with her hair. It was so funny at all the emotions that she was.
I will say I'm a little disappointed in the fact that they do not make sure that the kids know how to sit properly.
Oh, yeah.
Because my son had amazing posture, and normally, oh, I was so proud of him. When they did the Star Spangled Banner, he immediately stood at attention.
That was cute.
I was like, oh, look at you. Okay.
Well, Emily said that she was confused because all the girls had their caps on with bobby pins and blah, blah, blah. And then they said, stand up and remove your cap.
I know.
And all of the graduates were like, are we supposed, I don't know how
right.
to do this.
I saw a couple boys take theirs off, and then they wound up putting them back on. Cause I was like, no guys, you are right.
Right.
You know, yes, but yeah, Emily they said did not tell
they
them.
Did not go over that with them.
Cause they specifically said, remove your
yeah
hats.
Exactly.
And it's
yep.
Maybe throw that in there, guys.
Exactly. You
know, except graduates.
Yes.
And it's understandable. I mean,
right. Or if you're going to expect them to take them off, tell them that at rehearsal, because those girls would have still been standing there at the end of the song, taking out their bobby pins if yep. they had attempted to take it off.
Yep.
So I did feel bad for them with that. But no, it was a beautiful night. And I was just so proud of her. And that was all that. And then today was Madeline's recital, and she did so cute.
Aww.
And was all excited. And her dad came and brought her flowers. And for Emily's graduation, he had brought her one of those big bouquets of balloons
oh, yeah.
and flowers. And so they're both feeling very loved and appreciated. And I'm happy because it was all good stuff, but now we're done. Like, it's yeah. summer. There's no more dance. There's no more this. There's no more that. Like, let's just get
a little bit
summer.
Of relaxing.
Exactly.
Yep.
So. That's that.
I'm a little mad at you for telling me not to use an air horn. And then there were multiple.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And his grandmother even, so like my ex's mom even said, you should have done that. I'm like, I know.
You should have.
And I was going to point.
Amanda told me
like,
not to.
Reason why. Because we actually wound up kind of sitting near each other, which was nice.
That was nice.
But Tuesday night, my son was working his pizza delivery job and the car died. And my husband went to get him, or I had to go get him so that way he could go back to the store while my husband waited for AAA 4.5 hours. So we're not even going to get into that one right now.
Oh my
because
gosh.
The tow truck driver decided to stop and take other jobs that were on the way. Uh-huh.
No, no, no. It's first in line, buddy.
So, yes. We've been very happy AAA members for a long time, and thankfully we haven't had to use them very often, but... So then my husband tried to fix the car Wednesday night. He got it to work. And then as he was pulling back into the driveway, his first brand new car is officially gone.
Mm.
My husband's. So, I mean, it's a 2006 Suzuki Firenza. I mean, it's a little old, but
he's so sad for him.
He's very sad for it. However, my son got a new car, new to him. It's a 2008 Toyota Corolla. We had to go car shopping and everything. Thankfully, graduation was canceled.
Yes.
We wound up doing that because there was just no coming back from it. And we had been joking with him because he kept slowly getting more ownership of the car. He's like, well, my car. And my husband's like,
not your car,
it's
dude.
It's not your car. And I was like, after graduation, we will talk about you buying it from us because we're not just going to give you, he's had pretty much free reign of
right.
the car, but it's still not his car.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about him possibly buying it off of us. And he got a big lesson in being an adult 101. Sometimes this stuff happens. You have a job that you literally need a car for.
Right.
You know, we'd already talked about possibly doing this. Now we're going to take you car shopping. You know, we had to figure out, the only thing that stinks is because of how quickly we had to do it, we weren't able to find a way to get him on a loan.
Oh.
So now we're just, I know what we have to do because there's something like a secured loan that we can just take a section of our savings and then it'll just be like earmarked and then he'll take out the loan against our savings and all that. So that way right. he can build a little credit. But he's like, I think it all hit him because my husband wound up being home Friday to go more car shopping and they found the one. My husband took him up. They test drove it. He really, really liked it. Got home. We got everything figured out and then he just took him up there. So like an hour before he left for graduation, he got his car.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's been a week. And then my daughter was so cute because, I mean, she was just so excited and happy for him. First, she asked me if she could buy him something for graduation. I'm like, yep.
Aww.
And so it arrived today. So she'll be able to give it to him tonight. And then it's really nice. It's a cross necklace.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was really proud of her. She sent it to me. I was like, yep, absolutely.
Aww.
And then as soon as, so my father-in-law had knee surgery. He had a knee replacement in August, last August. And so they sat like in a little handicap spot, mm-hmm. like right next on the field, basically. So they got to my son first after graduation. I'm like walking down the bleachers, like everyone else is getting there before me. And all I see is my daughter like run through the, cause she went with her dad and grandfather,
mm-hmm.
ran through the crowd and like attacked my son and just gave him a big Aww. Hug. And I was like, so I don't know how we're going to handle his moving out. I don't know how she's going to handle it.
That's a big adjustment.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I mean, all good things, you know,
he'll just have to make time for her. I know that since Matt's moved in with their dad, they don't get to see him enough because it's dad's weekend doesn't mean Matt's off that weekend.
Right.
And he just got a new job that he's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Oh, wow.
That was the first thing that Emily said. Oh, I got my brother back. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So good. You'll just have to have your son pick. You know, a day.
And we've had that conversation. I'm like, you need to be intentionally spending time with her this summer. It's not his responsibility to make sure she's okay. I said, but you have to make sure to like be intentional about doing stuff.
And I feel like that's where cell phones come into use too, is just a text of, hey, I saw such and such and it made me think of you, or how's your day going? I know such and such was really brings them together because Megan, on the other hand, doesn't feel like she misses Matt that much because they text every day about just something dumb that's going on or whatever. And it's cute.
That's awesome.
So
yeah,
you'll have to encourage that. It's hard though.
I will.
I can't believe they graduated.
I know. Yeah, that's it. Pretty sure that's it. Yeah.
We're both half done. You're one for two and I'm two for four.
Yes. We will get through this together and I'll be done before you.
You will. That's why you should have another baby.
No.
Be after me.
No.
Oh, man.
I spent a lot of money on my breast reduction. I am not going through that again.
Oh, my.
Not gonna do it. If anything, I would foster.
That would be awesome.
I've actually already thought about that. If I ever, like, hit the lottery, I would just foster special needs kids.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you win the lottery.
Me too. I have to play first.
True.
So there's that.
Yes.
I kind of forget to do that, but that's one of my goals. So.
All right.
We'll see. And then I will employ you to help me raise the foster kids. There we go.
Yay.
Okay. So you get your baby fix.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So join us on Thursday as who knows if we're finishing talking about Max. We're not. We're just going to do Nathan, right? We're just going to do Maxie and Nathan.
I feel like that's going to take the whole time.
Okay. Thursday, we're going to talk about Maxie and Nathan because it's a good one.
There you go.
All right.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.